Today we'll be doing Sivav. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, V'chinas relishon be'mizrach l'maravim ishto imo. A person is not permitted to sleep facing in either east to west or west to east with one's wife. However, it's good to be careful about this. Even if one is not sleeping with one's wife, or even if one's not married, they should not be sleeping in that direction. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivka to Yud Aleph says, Bein Mizrach, Rakechavin sheyehe rosha shal hamita litzafon umargeloseha lidaron. He should position his bed in such a way that the top of the bed is facing north and the foot of the bed is facing south. V'tshuvas Menachem Azariah pasak kemo shekasav Hazor parsha b'midbar sheyehe rosha umargeloseha shal hamita zel mizrach v'zel marav v'hiskim shom sheyehe harosh l'marav v'chin kasav b'yar tosachayim b'shem kama achronim. However, there were certain achronim, namely the Ramami Pana, who quotes from the Zohar that the head of the bed should be facing east and the foot of the bed should be facing west, and there were those who consented with that opinion that the head should be there were those who said that the head should be facing west. However, it is better to follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, because even though there seems to be a different reading in the Zohar seems to say the exact opposite, but leaving aside the whole discussion, the whole issue about whether we should follow the Zohar over what's written in Nigla, that's a whole separate topic. But even if you wanted to accept the Zohar, but the Gra claims that that's not even what the Zohar meant. The Gra claims that Rav Menachem Azariah, who's the Ramami Pano, that his reading of the Zohar was incorrect, was inaccurate, and that the Zohar fundamentally agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu kishain ayin ba'artos achayim devazein lahachmirak b'shochiv aron uvein klaim seviv hamita. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Artos Achayim, from the Malbim, that you only have to be machmir not to sleep from east to west in the event where your wife is not there, either in a case where a person is sleeping without clothes on, or if there are no curtains surrounding the bed, there's no mechitza surrounding the bed, so then you have to be machmir. But barring that, if you have curtains, and if you're dressed, and if you don't have, either if you're not married, or if your wife is not sleeping with you in the same bed, so then it will be mutter to sleep from east to west. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Zion tomorrow.